don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Is Monday your worst day of the week? Best? If you look forward with Monday and the whole week ahead of you, it might seem pretty dreary. But looking back at Monday from Friday on the eve of another summer weekend, you think, hey, that wasn't so bad.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
This now you see it, now you don't bad day is the theme and actual word structure of a poem that has captured internet attention for people who apparently begin their day by Googling the words worst day ever.
Today was the absolute worst day ever.
A poem entitled Worst Day Ever, written by a New York City high school student, sounds like a typical teenage I'm fed up to hear rant.
Today was the absolute worst day ever. And don't try to convince me that there's something good in every day. Because when you take a closer look, this world is a pretty evil place.
But when you read it backwards, line by line, the words cleverly flip their meaning to become an always look on the bright side meditation.
Today was a very good day, and you'll never in a million years hear me say, it's all beyond my control. My attitude creates the reality.
This poem began as part of a school assignment, but we took the liberty, through the magic of audio processing, of allowing you to simultaneously experience the bad day and the wisdom of finding good in everything.
Today was the absolute worst day ever.
Today was a very good day.
And don't try to convince me that there's something good in every day.
And you'll never in a million years hear me say,
because when you take a closer look,
it's all beyond my control.
This world is a pretty evil place.
My attitude,
even if
creates
some goodness, does shine through once in a while.
The reality,
satisfaction and happiness don't last.
I'm sure you can agree that
it's not true
that good exists.
It's all in the mind and heart.
Only if one's surroundings are good.
Because
true happiness can be attained.
Only if one's surroundings
because
are good.
It's all in the mind and heart.
It's not true that good exists.
Satisfaction and happiness don't last.
I'm sure you can agree that.
Some goodness does shine through once in a while.
The reality,
even if
creates
this world is a pretty evil place.
My attitude.
Because when you take a closer look,
it's all beyond my control.
There's something good in every day.
And you'll never, in a million years, hear me say,
today was the absolute worst day ever. And don't try to convince me that
today was a
very,
very good
day.
Hani Gorkin will be a senior this fall at Beth Rivka High School in Brooklyn's Crown Heights neighborhood. For Hani, finding a way to take her Orthodox Jewish teachings and have them connect with hundreds of thousands of non-Jews online has been exciting and a little daunting.
We learn Hasidic philosophy in school, and it really inspires me. According to Hasidic philosophy, everything in this world has a little bit of good in it. Nothing is completely evil.
So as you were putting this together, did you have the idea that if you turned the poem around, you'd be able to change people's outlook as you were constructing the poem?
Yeah, I had that in mind.
So what did you want people to be able to do? To read it one way and then say, all right, turn it around and read it another way.
I wanted people to be able to get a visual idea of how you could actually turn things around. And by physically putting it down on paper and showing how literally the words could be changed and the whole attitude of the poem could be changed, I wanted to show how in life you could do the same with your mind.
When did you put it online?
After I wrote it, I showed it to my mother, and she really liked it. So she shared it with a few people, and then she submitted it into the Poetry Nation contest. So that, it took a while for the contest to happen. And I got a letter that I was a semifinalist in the contest, but I didn't win the contest.
But when it was tweeted out, it got lots and lots of responses from people. How many times would you say it's been looked at or downloaded or read?
I honestly have no idea.
I mean, it's more than 1.3 million.
Whoa.
I mean, do you think they're viewing it because of the cleverness? Or do you think they're viewing it because of the deeper message?
I'm not sure. I think that the idea that it could be read both ways got a lot of people. I don't know if people read deeper into it than that. I hope that people did.
So what's it like to be suddenly a very public figure?
It's pretty overwhelming. Not so comfortable with this attention. But I guess, according to my poem, I should look for the good in everything. So if it brightens other people's days around the world, then I'm happy about that.
Here's a hard one, then. What do you think the Talmud would say about your responsibility suddenly that you have the attention of 1.3 million people?
Well, you're supposed to, if you're put in a place where you're able to influence people in a positive way, then you're supposed to take that opportunity to influence people as much as you have the ability to. And there's obviously a reason that I was put in this position, so I'm going to try to have a good effect on others.
Well, that's great. And, you know, you're not a big user of social media, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Could you make an argument for my kids that maybe there's a benefit to not doing social media all the time?
Sure. Well, I get to spend time with my real friends in real life. I get to actually see their faces and get to know them without having that screen blocking us. And I just enjoy it a lot better. I don't feel the need for social media.
Well, honey, congratulations. And I guess you don't necessarily want to do something to top this, but where are you headed after 12th grade?
I don't really have any plans yet. I haven't made any decisions yet, but I'll always have writing.
Honey Gorkin, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Some goodness does shine through once in a while.
The reality,
even if,
creates
this world is a pretty evil place.
My attitude.
Because when you take a closer look,
it's all beyond my control.
There's something good in every day.
And you'll never, in a million years, hear me say,
today was the absolute worst day ever. And don't try to convince me that.
Today was a
very,
very
good day.
Whether it's the worst day ever or one of the best, we've all got poetry to get us through. Tell us about that perfectly timed power poem that stayed with you.
Hey, guys. This is Taylor from St. Louis. The best poem I ever got that's special to me was from my ex-husband about 20 years ago. I'll never forget it. It's burned in my brain. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not a poet, not even for you. We're divorced now. He is my ex-husband.
Jack from Red Bank. My favorite poem is The Need to Win by Zhang Zhu. Short and very to the point, very eloquent reminder about what happens when you do things for the wrong motivation.
John from Fenton, Missouri says, Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. Life to me ain't been no crystal stair. The strength in the voice of a worn-out, tired mother saying, fight on. Join the conversation. Send us your power poem by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Much more at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, brain training designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 60 million people worldwide, with personalized training programs to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Curious.com, committed to helping people learn more than 15,000 skills like networking, nutrition, and ninja training. Curious.com, grow your skills. Learn more at Curious.com/PRI.